The report, called Cleaner, Cheaper, Smarter, the case for auctioning pollution allowances in a global warming cap-and-trade program, makes the case that auctioning emission allowances would be better for the environment, the economy, and for consumers. Mark Cooper is the research director for the Consumer Federation of America and explained why auctioning makes more sense than giving away credits to pollute.
Our public opinion polls show that consumers are increasingly concerned about global warming. My members believe we need to achieve the goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions in a fair and simple manner at the lowest cost possible. Auctioning off credits, preferably all credits, accomplishes that goal in our capitalist system. When polluters pay real money, they have an incentive to reduce their emissions in the least cost manner possible. If you give the credits away, not only do you create wealth, but you create laziness. People simply don't have to try hard to achieve the goals.
Tony Dutzik is the primary author of the report and a senior analyst for the Frontier Group. He says that Europe has relied less on an auction system and instead has given away emissions credits to polluting companies with shoddy results.
The historic way of structuring cap-and-trade programs, with the allowances given away to polluters for free, would impose large costs on consumers and increase the cost and difficulty of achieving large emission reductions. We need look no further than the example of what has happened in Europe's emission trading scheme, where the vast majority of allowances have been given away for free to polluters. And that has resulted in power generators receiving billions of dollars in unjustified windfall profits, profits that have come directly from the pocketbooks of ratepayers. Giving away pollution allowances absolves polluters of their responsibility to pay for their pollution, and it even provides many polluters with a new opportunity to profit.
In order to avoid the most catastrophic impacts of global climate change, most research indicates that the growth in emissions of greenhouse gases must be stopped now, and the total amount must be reduced by 15% to 20% by 2020 and by 80% by 2050. Dallas Bertraw is a senior fellow with Resources for the Future and has experience in designing environmental policies in the electricity industry. Bertraw said that an auction would help alleviate the costs of reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
There's a significant body of research in public finance that indicates that how this allowance value is distributed will have a large effect on the social cost of the program and the social cost of achieving emission reductions. The impacts of having an auction and using that auction to stimulate the economy can reduce the overall cost of the program by a factor of three or more.
Tony Dutzik said that the tens or even hundreds of billions of dollars of revenue generated by an auction could be used to help consumers and the environment in three ways.
First, auction revenue can be used to finance energy efficiency efforts, which lower demand for energy and thereby reduce the near-term cost of achieving emission reductions. Second, auction revenues can be used to support research and development of renewable energy and clean energy technologies, thus making it more possible for the United States to achieve the deep emission reductions we will need in the decades ahead to combat global warming. And finally, auction revenues can be used to provide direct per capita rebates to consumers, easing the burden of the program on low and middle income consumers and providing all Americans with a tangible benefit from the program.
The last way, a direct rebate, might be similar to the rebate that all residents of the state of Alaska get from oil revenue. Another way to try to control the amount of carbon dioxide emissions by putting a price on pollution would be a carbon tax. Dutzik described why he thinks that a cap-and-trade system with an auction would more effectively control emissions than a carbon tax.
The one difference between a carbon tax or a cap-and-trade is that a cap of any form is that there's a cap. So if the overriding imperative of our nation and our world is that we need to reduce global warming emissions, we need to have a mandatory cap, mandatory limits on emissions to ensure that that happens and a way to enforce them.
A link to the full report can be found in our news archives at wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.